View the Mill Foundation. Simon Dixon moved from Pennsylvania in 1749 after his father died, a local history book says. After building a cabin along this side of the creek, he got discouraged and went home, but he returned with wife Elizabeth, her sister, and his birth family. He liked building with stone. Simon built a rock home, supposedly a few hundred yards downstream, a stone wall just uphill, and this mill built in 1753 on Cane Creek. The mill race, channel dug to divert water for power, is in the small rise on the far side as you look along the stream. Cornwallis has taken over the Dixons' home as his headquarters. A snow has fallen, and Cornwallis spends much of his time warming himself in a straight-backed chair by the fire. The British forced Simon's wife Elizabeth and their children to live here in the mill. Other than one or more redcoat guards on the door, and the sounds of Dixon's family making do inside, there is none of the activity you might expect, given that an army is trying to feed itself. That's because Dixon and his sons, all rebels, jammed timbers into the millstones so the mill cannot be used. At some point, Elizabeth leaves the building, walks past you, and approaches her home. There she is stopped by the sentries. She demands entry, they refuse, and an argument ensues. The door opens. It is Cornwallis himself. "What is the trouble?" he asks. Dixon explains that she wants her pipe and tobacco. He escorts her inside, helps her find them, and sends her back past you to the mill. Please go back to your car and follow the driving instructions after the picture of the mill. When you arrive at Cane Creek Meeting House, get out of your car and face the meeting house, then scroll to the next audio clip.